This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, May 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Allen. Here's today's headlines. Senate Ag turns to fertilizer prices. Tariff ruling appealed. Trump ready to fire McCary, reports say. The cost and availability of fertilizer will be scrutinized at a Senate Ag hearing tomorrow. It's the latest attempt by Washington officials to get a stronger grasp on what's behind higher prices for crop nutrients and how to make the U.S. less reliant on foreign fertilizer markets. The hearing comes amid calls for heightened scrutiny of the industry. Bills have been introduced in Congress to improve fertilizer price transparency. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden last month said he's met with officials at the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission as a part of a pricing probe of the industry. We know that a lot of farmers have a lot of information that might be relevant to these investigations, Vaden said in an April 13 speech. He stressed that fertilizer pricing concerns predate war in the Middle East and has further driven up fertilizer prices. Separately, Nutrien, the world's largest fertilizer maker, last week posted higher than expected quarterly sales. CF Industries, a top producer of nitrogen fertilizer, also exceeded key estimates in the most recent quarter, fueled by higher prices. Oppenheimer analyst Christy Owens said in a note to clients. The nitrogen outlook reflects the significant tightening of global supply, which CF sees remaining through 2027 on conflict-impacted volumes, limited China exports, India import demand, and healthy U.S. corn acreage, Owens said of CF. The Trump administration will appeal a trade court ruling last week that determined a 10% global tariff imposed on most U.S. imports is unlawful, that according to a filing Friday. The Court of International Trade ruled 2-1 Thursday that the administration had improperly used a statute used to address balance of payment issues to impose the tariffs. The administration is using the temporary measure to keep 10% duties in place while it pivots to alternate tariff authorities after the Supreme Court jettisoned the Trump emergency tariffs in February. President Trump has lawfully used the tariff authorities granted to him by Congress to address our balance of payment crisis, White House spokesperson Kush Desai told AgriPulse in an email Friday. He added that the administration maintains confidence in ultimately prevailing. Although the trade court ruled against the 10% global tariff, the ruling applies only to the plaintiffs in that case. The Liberty Justice Center's Jeff Schwab, who represented two of the plaintiffs in the case, told reporters Friday that it's, quote, not clear what the ruling will mean for other companies. There could be soon a slew of lawsuits, he said, as companies vie to ensure they are able to receive refunds if the CIT ruling is upheld in the higher courts. FDA Commissioner Marty McCary is apparently on his way out the door. That after becoming the latest high-ranking Trump administration official to get crosswise with the president, multiple news outlets report. The Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the New York Times and other news organizations cite anonymous sources who say President Donald Trump has signed off on McCary's firing. The reasons reportedly range from McCary's reluctance to approve vaping products to how he's handled the issue of access to the abortion pill, Mifepristone. National Institute of Health Director Jay Batankara told CNN's Jake Trapper yesterday he could not comment on the rumors and defended McCary as a, quote, absolute amazing FDA commissioner and a good friend of mine. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number 2 milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive,
farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. EDGE represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, EDGE ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. EDGE Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senate Ag Committee member Cindy Hyde-Smith says she thinks there's enough political support for more aid to farmers this year and emphasizes the importance of renewing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in an interview on AgriPulse Open Mic. Lawmakers have floated the figure of $15 billion for an aid package to farmers battered by high input prices and low commodity prices. The Mississippi senator says, quote, "We're going to have to find a vehicle to get it in, but I do think we're going to be successful there." She adds, "Certainly the conflict in Iran has not helped that, and it's just really a struggle for the farm economy across the country." On USMCA, she says, quote, "There is broad support from the members here to continue on what we're actually doing, and if we can improve it, that's a win for everybody." Hyde-Smith also says she's pleased with the USDA plan to reorganize the Agriculture Research Service, noting that ARS facilities at Stoneville and Mississippi State will receive additional funding and personnel. Stoneville will be designated as a National Office of Plant Science Research, she adds. "So we're extremely happy about that due to how important row crops are to Mississippi." The Bureau of Land Management has rescinded grazing permits for 63,000 acres of public land in Montana used for grazing bison by American Prairie, a nonprofit seeking to create a nature reserve. BLM on Friday issued a final decision revoking American Prairie's permits for 7 Montana allotments, finding that the organization manages bison as wildlife not meant for production rather than as livestock. American Prairie had initially protested the BLM proposal to revoke the permits, pointing out that its bison have been used for meat consumption, commercial purposes, breeding stock, and other purposes of commercial value. However, acting BLM director Bill Groffi wrote in the final decision that in the case of American Prairie, quote, "any production-oriented practices appear ancillary and are themselves conducted chiefly to advance American Prairie's broader conservation and restoration mission." The Agriculture Department has finalized a rule to allow whole and reduced-fat milk to be offered in the school nutrition programs, which currently allow low-fat and fat-free milk. The rule is the result of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which was signed into law in January. The National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Greg Dowd applauded the rule in a press release and said after being able to offer whole and 2% milk in schools helped students meet recommended daily values for many essential nutrients. "We appreciate USDA's swift, comprehensive efforts on implementation to ensure that schools have the information they need to make purchasing decisions and whole and reduced-fat offerings return to school menus," Dowd said. Here's today's final word. Despite the disruptions linked to the crisis in the Strait of Hormuz, global agri-food systems continue to show resilience. Cereal prices have increased only moderately so far, supported by relatively strong stocks and adequate supplies from previous seasons. Vegetable oils, however, are experiencing stronger price increases, driven largely by high oil prices, which are increasing in demand for biofuels and putting additional pressure on vegetable oil markets. That the word of UN Food and Agriculture Organization Chief Economist Maximo Torero, commenting on the FAO Food Price Index Friday. The benchmark of world food commodity prices rose for a third straight month in April, that amid elevated energy costs and disruptions, according to FAO. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, May 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.